Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the Sinha program this Monday evening. Alhamdulillah, we have a representative, to be more particular, Marana Bilal from Sinha, that is joining us for the program today. In this program, we will be discussing what we can consume and also which products we should be maybe a bit more cautious about. Let's welcome Marana onto the program. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ma, we trust that you are well today.
Alhamdulillah, no complaints at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assure that many of his favorites, there's nothing at all that we can complain about.
Okay, alhamdulillah, that's good. Okay, Ma, let's start immediately. Let's go straight into the questions, Ma. I believe that there are certain, maybe over the past week or so, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, which outlets have now been approved by Sinha, if Marana can just indicate.
So very recently, we've had some manufacturers as well as some food outlets certified halal by Sinha. From the food outlets, we have at Gandhi Square in the Churchill's, at Mall of the South, as well as at Eastgate, an Italian restaurant called Cacchio.
Okay. Okay, Mona, there's immediately a question coming about that. I don't know, I think you've pronounced it much better. Eastgate Shopping Center, there's some a pizza place there?
Yes, the Italian called Cacchio Pizza. Yes, they are certified halal by Sinha.
Okay, that's good. My another question coming through. Please advise if the skim milk powder for the Nescafe Milano coffee machine is that halal suitable?
Yes, Milano machine, the Milano milk powder, skim milk powder, that is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Let's take a look at other questions coming through. Okay, it's I'm going to try and look for them here. Marana, just give us a minute. Let's see as this thing opens. Right, it says, Assalamu alaikum. Is Tofik sweets made in Turkey halal?
Unfortunately, we cannot give a guarantee on those products. Okay. We're not exactly sure what the constituents or the ingredients of these products are.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, they do have critical ingredients or doubtful ingredients that require further clarity.
Okay. Marana, I see there's a question here. They've sent a picture through. I think it's probably a new chocolate bar that is out now, Nestle Kit Kat. It's called Cookie Crumble as well as Caramel. Caramel, I can't make up the word. Caramel something.
Okay, with the Nestle products, alhamdulillah, most of them are certified by us.
Okay.
So all the consumers will look out for our logo on the back of the package.
Okay, so these new products will have the logos as well, Ma?
If they've been evaluated and approved, they will have our logo. However, from time to time, Nestle does import certain variants, but those products do not be our logo.
Okay, Ma, another question with regards to the one that we asked about the skim milk powder. Could you please repeat it? It's the skim milk powder for Nescafe Milano coffee machine.
Yes, Milano skim milk powder product is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Ma, the question, they've sent a picture through with the energy bar, PVM energy bar, the world's original energy bar. They're asking if this is halal.
Unfortunately, this product, we cannot give any guarantee on its status. The company, unfortunately, not willing to provide us with formulation details. Exactly what ingredients goes in there, we are not sure at all.
Okay, Marana, what about the Sour Punk candy sticks?
Those are halal.
Those are halal. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sure the children will be happy of that one. They really enjoy those sticks. Okay, more coffee, it seems like, today. Again, there's, please advise, is Nescafe Gold Sachet is halal?
These products imported from Korea. Unfortunately, to date, we have not been able to get sufficient information to deem them halal suitable or not. Advise caution.
Okay, there's so on. It's probably, I suppose it would be all the flavors. There's a flavor here that they put a picture of, chocolate, choco brownie latte.
Yes, including that flavor.
Okay, that's so it's basically all the flavors. Another message reads, Assalamu alaikum. Is plain B dessertry in Konubia halal?
In Konubia Mall in KZN, we haven't certified that store. The only Plan B store at the moment that's certified with us is the one in Rosebank.
The one in Rosebank, that's the one that is certified?
Yes.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Right, Malana, what about the known low-fat smooth strawberry halal?
It does contain bovine gelatin, and this is common across all the fruit yogurts from Danone. Okay. It's only the flavored yogurts from Danone that are fine, as well as the double cream plain. The fruit yogurts do contain gelatin.
Okay, so those you got to stay away from. Okay, there's another picture here, Malala. They're asking, is this halal to consume? Well, they have a picture of it. Looks like some, maybe, I don't know, is it gums or some sweets? It's called Mike and Ike. Sour licious.
Yeah, they are halal to consume. They are jelly beans.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see this one. Triple cookies halal. They have a picture of it here. No good cookie. Can't really see who it made by, but they have a picture of it here as well.
Any brand name there?
I'm trying to read this word here. No, it just says triple chocolate cookies. I'm trying to make out the brand name, but it's not very clear in the picture that I have here. Okay, it's something I can see. There's a blue logo here.
M-E-R-B-A.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the variants, the rainbow variant, does contain carmine. That variant is not halal. The other products, they have not given us the information, so we cannot give any guarantee on that.
Okay, so there's one that you can say you should stay away from. Which one was that?
Rainbow cookies.
The rainbow cookies, made by the same company.
Made by the same company.
So the one that you can say that is not okay, and the others you don't have any clarity on it. Did I get it right?
Yeah, right to then try to get information from them, but it doesn't seem like we had much regard for halal.
Okay. Well, now what about the new Monster Energy drinks?
Monster Energy drinks as well, we have not been able to get information on them, so we cannot give any guarantee for any of them.
Okay. Is the Beacon Jelly Tots Popping Candy Chocolate halal?
Their chocolate also contains carmine, but this intellect dye, therefore not halal.
Okay. What about the Wilson's Cream Caramels?
They are halal suitable.
It is halal suitable. What about Yum Yum Caramel Crunch Peanut Butter?
Also halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Okay, I do understand we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam.
Jay, you can go ahead. What is your question?
It's a mini bite halal.
I did not get the name of the product.
Mini bites
are manufactured by which company?
I'm not sure. I'll check. And I can phone the Sana offices when I check the company name.
At the moment, I believe we are querying a product from a company called Big Bomb or Bomb Bomb Mini Bites. Perhaps it is the same product, but you can check it out too.
Okay, you can just call the offices tomorrow. If you maybe going to school, you can get your parents maybe to call and just give them a bit more details, and then inshallah they'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, JazakAllah.
All right, JazakAllah.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Malana, another one. Red Bicycle Chocolate Spread, hello.
Yes, it is halal.
Yeah, Malana, these names really bug you, eh? Where they get the names from, Red Bicycle?
Okay.
Yeah, let's see now. Quite a bit of messages coming through, and I see the latest ways, you know, send pictures. So we're going to try and make out what's written in these pictures. Okay, let's look at this message. Is the Salal Omega 3 Double Strength Soft Gel Capsules halal?
Only the fish gelatin capsules from the Salal range are halal suitable. Or there is even one veggie capsule. The soft gel, if they don't specify there is fish gelatin,
okay.
It's not approved. It could be bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered cattle.
Okay, I think we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Salam.
Wa alaikum salam, Jay.
Is Toblerone halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakallah. You can enjoy that. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Marana, what about Jelly Palace medium cola bottles? You know, it's like gums. I see they put a picture here. There's a whole lot of gums, cola bottles. It's called Jelly Palace medium cola bottle. On the side here, on the picture, they do have some halal logo. It looks like an international one. I'm not too sure. It's not very clear.
It does bear the logo of the Halal Monitoring Committee of the UK. However, we are investigating the matter further. According to the Halal Monitoring Committee, the logo was used fraudulently. So, in fact, those products are not approved by them. They don't have any idea what type of gelatin is being used to manufacture those products. They've released something in the press articles in the UK about it. But we await further information to circulate something similarly in South Africa.
Okay, Marana, the next question is also Heavenly Pearls of Pleasure Shamil Lip Balm. Is that halal?
Some of the also Heavenly Lip Balm contain carmine.
Okay.
But in this case, it might not be written clearly as carmine. Normally in cosmetics, they use what they call the CI number. Right, so the number is CI754 70. But most of the red shades, like cherry and so forth, these products do contain carmine. So please do be careful when you purchase any of the also Heavenly Lip Balm products.
Okay, Marana, in that number that you read out again, just one more time.
CI 757 70.
Okay. All right, JazakAllah for that. The next question coming through, Beacon Bites Barbecue.
Bacon Bites Barbecue, unfortunately, we do not have sufficient information on the flavoring used. We know that with meat-flavored products, it's very common or very possible that they do use real meat to manufacture the flavoring, and therefore we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay, Woolworths French, what's this French baguette? Woolworths French baguette, is that okay?
Unfortunately, not sure where this product is manufactured, at which facility, on behalf of Woolworths, and therefore can't give any guarantee.
Okay, what about Pacomo cornflakes?
They are halal suitable.
Okay, they seem to be getting... let's go through now this one here. Kellogg's cereal bars.
Kellogg's, unfortunately, we cannot comment on this product.
Okay, not the bars, not the cereals. Beacon Fizzer Sour.
They are halal suitable.
Karoo Biltong.
Is it the brand or is it just a description of the product?
It's just written Karoo Biltong. There's nothing else written. Karoo Biltong, and number 4 was Kalahari Biltong.
Okay, these products are not certified halal by Senna. With the Biltong product, it is actually certified by us. Our logo will be clearly on the product. Because it's a meat product, it's considered absolutely critical. Therefore, such a product, if it's certified by us, it must be our logo.
Okay, Malana, they're asking, can Malana please repeat the number that he mentioned for carmine?
Okay, the number for carmine is CI 754 70. It also goes under E120, but generally in cosmetics, they rather use the CI number.
Okay. The E number is?
E120.
Oh, okay. JazakAllah for that, Mama. Jungle Oats Energy Bar.
That is halal suitable.
Okay, let's look at, just waiting for this one to open very quickly. Assalam, is Sausage Saloon Halal the branch in Chatsworth?
Unfortunately, no association with the franchise at all.
Okay.
Therefore, we cannot certify or give any guarantee for any of the individual outlets.
All right, Marana, they're asking about dairy milk lickables.
They are halal suitable, manufactured in India.
Yeah, it has to be manufactured in India.
Generally, the ones you've come across in South Africa have been manufactured in India.
Okay, that's dairy milk lickables. Salam, Marana, the Taurus gums made in South Africa halal suitable?
They do also contain bovine gelatin, therefore they are not approved by Sarah.
Okay. Let's see, what about this one? Yeah, the Champion Original Flavored Toffees.
They are halal suitable.
Okay. Let's take a look at this one. Yeah, Assalamu alaikum. Is Hug in a Mug Cappuccino?
Again, Mug, unfortunately, the manufacturing company, the brand holder, does not want to provide us with updated information on their product, so we are no longer in a position to give any guarantee.
Okay, and another product they're asking about is the... Okay, this thing just went... Okay, we apologize, we're just waiting for this. Okay, there's a picture of your Nestle Turtles, the original... can't see what's written after that. But Nestle Turtles, you know about this, Mona? It's a red and white, it looks like a red and white packet.
Okay, manufactured in Canada, yes, it will be halal suitable.
Canada or South Africa?
They don't make them in South Africa. So we found them in the market to be imported from Canada.
Okay.
And that's the one we checked out.
Okay, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question asking again about the dairy milk lickables. Can Malana please repeat the answer?
Yes, they are halal suitable. In fact, they are certified by the halal authority in India. And we've also received independent disclosure that they are halal suitable.
Okay. Pizza Getty restaurant.
Where is the restaurant situated?
They don't say, Malana. It's just... It just says Pizza Getty restaurant.
Okay, I'm not sure about that. If you can see, we can please phone our offices and I can confirm for you.
Okay, Mara, another question about, it just says Cadbury Lickables.
Hello, Sutomo.
Okay. Lind chocolate.
Lind chocolates, there are some variants which contain liquor and those are haram. However, most of them do not contain liquor. And are halal suitable. So just to make sure, please have a look at the ingredients on the back of the packaging or the description of the product. Make sure it doesn't contain any liquor in the form of champagne or sherry or what they call control.
Okay, Malana, the Pizza Getty restaurant, they've sent some clarity now. They're saying that it's in Mayfair.
In Mayfair?
Okay.
Okay, it's not certified by Sena. We don't have any information on that.
Okay, let's just wait for this one to open now. Okay, Malana, the next question is, which collagen products are halal?
If I didn't get it, which?
Which collagen? C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N.
Okay, collagen generally is very similar to gelatin. Yeah, in fact, it's manufactured from the same raw material. The problem here is that we would only accept it if it is from halal clothed sources, not from fish. So far, we haven't come across any of the products being from halal clothed cattle. There's only some marine or fish collagen available in the form of a product called Soleo Collagen Plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another brand called The Real Thing Marine Collagen.
Okay, another question is milk chocolate hard on a stick?
Any brand name there?
No, okay, the full message reads, Assalamu alaikum, is milk chocolate hard on a stick, then Jennings Fine Food Pine Town, halal.
Jennings Fine Foods are certified halal by Sena. If you're talking about the hard on the stick being a sweetie pie product, yes, that is also certified halal by Sena.
Okay, so basically that's the tart on a stick that's made by the Jennings company, am I right?
No. The tart on a stick or the sweetie pie product is made by a company called Keith Bayers.
Okay, let's take a look at this one here, Malana. Is Nutritech Mess Builder halal?
The product is still under query at the moment. We don't have sufficient information yet.
Okay. Which energy drinks are halal?
Energy, all the flavors are from the halal suitable.
Okay, but they're asking energy drinks.
Oh, energy drinks.
Yes.
Energy drinks, there are so many certified halal by Sena. You would find there's the brand energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Morfire, which is certified by Sena. The common one, the Play by the Coca-Cola company, that's also halal suitable. You also have red bow, the original and the sugar-free, also halal suitable. So these are the common brands that you find.
Okay. Are there any biscuits that Senha approved?
Yes, there's so many different companies manufacturing biscuits that are certified halal by Senha. It will be better if the consumers could specify exactly which variant.
Okay, Mulana, there's another question they're asking here. Is Mutant and Red Alert halal candy? Is it halal?
So Mutant and Red Alert candy manufactured by?
No, they don't say who's it manufactured by.
I believe that there is some of these products coming from Pakistan. They are manufactured by a company called Kudranwala Foods. In that case, they would be certified halal by Senha.
Okay, Mulana. Chip and dip. I'm trying to look for the flavor here, but it's not really apparent on the bottle.
Okay.
They've sent a picture of this. I can see the top part here. It's a chip and dip, but there's no. Okay. Chip and dip, cream cheese and chives. Now they're saying that there's a halal there's a Senha sticker on the bottle, logo not imprinted on the bottle. The sticker is separately attached. Okay, last one or two questions and then I think we're going to have to call it a night. Can Malana please repeat the answer on the Taro's gums?
Taro's gums do contain bovine gelatin.
Okay.
It's a non-halal floated keto. Therefore, we recommend that you stay away from those products.
Okay, crunchy chocolate?
Crunchy chocolate is still under query. It is a bar. So long, you can have the special edition flavors that are manufactured locally in South Africa.
Okay, and last question for tonight, Malana, is Lucozade halal?
Yes, it is also halal food.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. And Jazakallah for your time. We do understand our engineer is still going to play the Isha Azan, and the programming will continue. After that will be the news, and after that the programming will continue, inshallah. You can stay tuned to Radio Islam, and if there's any queries, you can contact the Senha offices. Malana, Jazakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance for your time.
Jazakallah khairan again for giving us the opportunity to come on. And just a reminder that the next month, inshallah, towards the end of the month, the Senha AGM will be taking place. This is the last weekend of November. It will be taking place at the Hartley School in Durban. We would welcome the entire public. We invite everyone to come in, you know, be there, share with us when we report on our activities for the past year, you know, all the achievements for the past year, all of the challenges and so forth that we faced in the past year. We are, after all, your organization, and we would like to see you there. Any queries, suggestions, or comments, please do give us a call, 0861-786-111. You can also email us, helpline@senha.org.za, or find us on social media.
Jazakallah so much, Malana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundance. With that, we can terminate this week's program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.